97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guests are Jay Patel, owner and general manager, and Wes Rowe, food and beverage leader for The Franklin. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for inviting us out today, Sharon. We appreciate you having
My
us over.
My pleasure. Good Thanks, to see Sharon. Both of you. Thank you. Let's just jump right in, gentlemen. What is The Franklin?
The Franklin Hotel is an independent boutique hotel that's located right in the heart of downtown Chapel Hill, right on Franklin Street. We have right at 70 rooms available to our guests. We also have a nice lounge area downstairs. So it's right down there in the mix of all the action in downtown Chapel Hill.
A beautiful, beautiful location. I've seen it and been to it and love it. Who decided to build the Franklin? When? Give us some background. Give us some history.
Oh, okay. Well, it was built by a gentleman named Robert Capps. He's a dentist. He's out in Greenville, North Carolina, and he had gone to dental school at UNC. And this was a project that he and his wife took on in 2006 and 7. And it's actually – it started a lot longer than that, or a lot earlier than that. And they bought this property. It was the former Greyhound Trailways bus station, and they bought it in 1999. I remember being in school at UNC and reading the Daily Tar Heel in the pit and reading that this dentist from Greenville bought this property, and I was just really intrigued at that time. Well, I wonder what he's going to do. And then, come to find out 2007, 8 years later, he was building this beautiful hotel right in the middle of downtown. So him and his wife had traveled a lot of the world, and they wanted to bring something really unique and interesting into downtown. And it took them 8 years to do it, but they did something really beautiful, I think.
They took the ground at the Greyhound station. I bet nobody knew that. It's wonderful. What sets the Franklin apart from any other hotel in the Triangle?
Oh, I think it's our people and our service culture and our philosophy on how we approach hospitality, what it means to us, and how we've set ourselves up to work internally so that we can deliver something unique to our guests that come through.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is it's very important to focus on the service and what you're providing the guests, but it's also how you make those guests feel. And that's where we really focus on the hospitality portion of that.
Very good.
So that takes a lot of thoughtfulness in how we design the workflow and how our teams are set up. Because if you think about the hotel itself, it's a building, it's a structure, and anybody can go down the street and build something pretty similar. You can buy the same furniture, the same decor. You can have something equally beautiful if you want to. But to separate the business and the experience from everybody else in the area, I think for us, we've kind of taken a look at how we deliver the guest experience, what we do from a training and hiring standpoint, and how our teams are really set up. And so, maybe Wes can kind of talk about his experience a little bit, but I'd love to dig into that some if we can.
Yeah, I've been in Chapel Hill for a few years now, and I worked with the Durham Bulls for a little bit, really enjoyed my time working with that organization. And, I was looking for something with a little less hours. I was like, I really think, what I've learned from the Bulls and kind of, my experience overall professionally, I really feel like the hospitality industry would be a good fit for me. So I started looking for jobs in the area in the Triangle. My wife works at UNC, so I wanted to stay somewhat local. And, lo and behold, just off campus was this gym that I really didn't know that much about. And, so I saw that there was a job posting that was, supervising the events and managing the events at the hotel. And I was like, that's right up my alley. Let me go check it out. And I applied for it, met our director of sales there, Jennifer Norris. She's fantastic. And I interviewed with her and immediately realized that this place had a lot of potential and they were definitely going places. And, met with Jen and then had a chance to interview with Jay and realized that what he was focused on and what his vision was for the hotel, I wanted to be a part of that. And I think that's what we see a lot with a lot of our candidates that come in that want to work with us. They hear that passion that's coming from, our general manager, our owner. They want to be a part of that too. And that's what's really setting us apart from a lot of other hotels. We're not just clocking in every day to get a check. We're right there for a purpose.
And I want to talk more about that. And everybody wants to do that. I think everybody aspires to do that. We want to be different. We want to be a place to work where people are passionate and do all those things. Well, here, the way we kind of do it is we rethink how we've organized the work. And so If you think about a typical hotel environment or any corporate environment, you've got this kind of pyramid type of hierarchy. You've got this organizational chart where you've got a top-down management structure. And what we wanted to do was create something that would deliver these unique interactions with all of our guests. And that happens on the front lines. It happens in the lobby. It happens in the parking garage. It happens in the room. And it doesn't happen with your quote-unquote manager, right?
Right.
That's sitting in his office or her office. And so what we did was we started to turn it all upside down. We said, well, why do we need managers? Why do we need supervisors? And so something that we're doing very differently, I think, and I've worked in hotels and I've worked for Marriott after college for a few years. I've gone to grad school for hospitality management. And it's really kind of a novel concept because, it does require the leadership and ownership of a business to relinquish a lot of control. And what I've learned is that control is not nearly as powerful as influence. And by letting folks use their own judgment and their own discretion and giving them a really clear sense of purpose and direction, it's really amazing what we've seen that people can do. And so going back to that idea that let's get rid of managers and supervisors. So in our hotel, there's no manager on duty. The person you're looking at as a customer is your manager on duty. He or she is going to give you whatever you need and they can come up with any resolution that you need. So if there's an issue, there's a challenge, what I would do for you as an owner of the hotel, the bellman can do equally and they don't need to give me a call to get permission, right? So that's the interesting thing. So how do you set up an environment to make that happen? And it took us a good 2 or 3 years to kind of get this philosophy rooted into the culture, and it took a lot of communication, a lot of engagement with our staff, and a little bit of turnover, quite frankly. We had people that couldn't get comfortable with that idea of making their own decisions about, taking responsibility. Everybody in, I think, the corporate world is so accustomed to being told what to do.
Yes.
And having to go to get permission to do something. And responsibility is something that I think you have to take. And it's not something that you somebody gives you or doles out. And so, shifting that culture and that mindset was a very fun project. And, it's still a work in progress and we're having a lot of fun with it. And I think we have a lot of work to do, but just to see what we've done, in the time that we have, it's been really interesting. And maybe you have some questions, but Wes can speak to that. And I'd love to hear what his experience has been and how he thinks that has come to life for him.
Well, before Wes starts, since we're low on time right now, I'm going to ask that during our second segment. So why don't you tell us your contact information, gentlemen, in case somebody wants to get in touch with you.
Yeah, if anyone wants to contact Jay or myself, they can just reach us at 919-442-9000. So that's just 919-442-9000.
Got it. Let's take up that question when we come back. Can we take a
Perfect.
Break right now?
Sure.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Jay Patel, who is the owner and general manager, and Wes Rowe, who is the food and beverage leader for The Franklin. Please don't go away. We'll be right back. And we are back. My guests today are Jay Patel, who is the owner and general manager, and Wes Rowe, who is the food and beverage leader, both from The Franklin. Wes, when we left off, you were about to tell us your experience with The Franklin. Why don't you explain to our audience what you enjoy about working at The Franklin?
Absolutely. My pleasure. So I know when I joined the team a couple of years ago, I realized this place does have a lot of potential, but, where do I fit in at? I know what my role is or what my title is currently, but, what does that mean? And then I slowly started peeling back that, I could really be involved with what I wanted to be involved with, that, I was given that opportunity. If I wanted to work on some of our projects or any of our community events, it wasn't just that I was stuck in the sales office, making phone calls. It was, hey, are you interested in that? Why don't you go try it out? And one of the best things I noticed was that Jen and Jay always had my best interest in mind as well. They weren't just focused on, what revenue did we bring in this month? I definitely mentioned to them early on that I was interested in, leadership opportunities. And one of the things they found was that through the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, they offer a leadership class. And, Jen came up to me. She's like, what do you think about this? And I was like, I'd really like to do that. And, they took it upon themselves to sponsor me for the whole class. And I got to meet a lot of great people like yourself, Sharon.
Yay!
So I got to meet a lot of the community representatives here, learn a lot more about Chapel Hill that I had missed out on since moving here. So they really go, I think Jay and Jen and, the majority of the people on our team, we all really go out of our way to make sure that everyone gets that experience, that, if there's something that we can build on and help them out, that's what we try to do.
And I want to just put a plug in for that program through the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. I think you even learned a lot about your own leadership style and ability and were able to kind of refine your own approach and get a little bit more effective as well, I think, correct?
Yeah, the leadership class, definitely helps you realize what you're really skilled at, what you need to improve on. And it helps you learn your leadership style. I think that was the biggest thing that, you know, I realized, like, you know, what I need from a supervisor, you know, if I'm supervising a team, like the best way to do that, like how I can communicate effectively with my team and how my supervisor can communicate effectively with me. So it was a lot of picking up on a lot of that information from that program. And then I was able to bring that back and, you know, work with my team. And, you know, I realized how important, you know, a lot of those things are. And, you know, I've been trying even more recently to, you know, bring that to our team during our weekly meetings, like whether it's, you know, a quirky question that we can learn more about each other or, you know, try to talk about, you know, some of the pet peeves that some of us have, like trying to learn more about each of our leadership styles and, you know, how we can communicate more effectively as a group. So that's been great. And the other thing I've noticed, too, is that, you know, even some of those things have kind of changed the demeanor of our team. Like, you know, if we're going through a little bit of a rut, you know, some of those questions are, you know, some are really fun to talk about. So I've noticed that, like, you know, some of the positive vibes, like in our meetings have, you know, increased a little bit more than they used to be. That we're not so, you know, revenue driven even in our meetings now. It's more like we're all there. It's like we're all not necessarily, you know, best friends, but, you know, most of us like can really like really dive into some good conversations now that aren't so focused on just work. It's like about the people that are working there, too.
Got it. If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Jay Patel and Wes Rowe, both from The Franklin. You mentioned sometimes we're not so involved in the bottom line. I love the fact that it sounds like you focus on team. Happy team means productive team. Productive team means happy clients. How do you market The Franklin?
That's funny you said that the chain of happy team means productive team, which means happy clients. So I want to point out really clearly that as a business, revenue is important to us. Profit is important to us. But it's not the reason we're in this business, right? It's a byproduct. It's a result of what we do and why we do it. And our approach to marketing is similar. If we do it the right way and we strike a chord with our core clients and we make an emotional connection, we build our brand, then the loyalty is going to happen and the profit is going to happen. I don't need a Harvard Business Review study to tell me that loyalty equals profit. And I don't need another study to tell me that love equals loyalty. When I love something, I pay a lot of money for it. And yes. I think most people would agree with that. And so our mission at the hotel is to make our guests fall in love with the hotel. And so then every conversation we have as a group is all about how do we make the customer fall in love with us? And then you peel away the layers. Well, what do you have to have for love? Well, you got to have trust. You got to have clear, transparent communication. You got to have respect, all these things, right? You have to like people.
That helps.
You have to like your customers. And so there's all these things. And so when you look at every interaction, every business process, we think to ourselves, well, does this process engender trust or does it build trust? I'm asking you to show me your ID and credit card when you check in. Well, that doesn't really demonstrate trust in my book. So, what you know, from now on, when you come into the hotel, we don't check your ID or credit card. We just give you the key, and we trust that you have made the right reservation, that you're the one that's checking in for your room. And we take the risk upon ourselves. If you skip out on your payment, then you know what? We'll have to eat the cost of that. But how many people are really going to do that? We think the odds are pretty low. So we don't treat everybody like they're out to get us. We treat everybody like they're our loved ones, and we expect that's what builds the brand and that's what builds the loyalty. And that's part of another layer of how we are doing things a little bit differently.
Radical
than other hotels.
Thinking.
And that's the marketing
it.
Because I don't believe, and I think the team is starting to support me on this, that, you know, going out and broadcasting how great we are is really effective marketing. Nowadays with, you know, peer-reviewed websites like TripAdvisor and social media, people have their credibility in their peers and their own personal network. So I can take out an ad in the New York Times and tell you how great my hotel is, but that doesn't really hold a lot of water these days because you're only going to believe the people you trust.
Right.
And all I can do at this point is make the experience so great that you're going to go tell them authentically about it. And so when we talk about word of mouth 20 years ago and word of mouth today, very different things.
Yes.
And just as powerful, but much more exponentially, effective these days with the internet and the transparency. And so our marketing, the way we define it, is putting everything we've got into the product, into the experience. So advertising, you know, all these different kind of, you know, promotional types of things, you know, we don't really put a lot of effort into those because we think that, you know, just making the product as good as we can is what's going to drive it at the end of the day.
That's amazing. Let's have your contact information again, please.
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach Jay or myself at 919-442-9000. So that's 919-442-9000.
Gentlemen, let's take another break. When we come back, I want to find out who your ideal clients are. So let's stand by on that. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today are Jay Patel, who is the owner and general manager, and Wes Rowe, who is the food and beverage leader for The Franklin, a boutique hotel in downtown Chapel Hill. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're back. Thank you so much for staying with us. My guests today are Jay Patel, who is the owner and general manager, and Wes Rowe, who is the food and beverage leader of The Franklin, a boutique hotel in downtown Chapel Hill. Gentlemen, who is your ideal client for The Franklin?
I think the ideal client for The Franklin is a reflection of our own personalities, our collective personalities of the team, and that's somebody who likes to have fun, who likes to be in the center of all the action. Somebody who doesn't take themselves seriously, that appreciates a little humor in their life, that wants to be in the middle of all the cutting-edge ideas that are in the forefront of our society. And, you know, they like to enjoy really great entertainment, food, drink, comedy, arts, and all those things. And I think that's really our ideal client. And, you know, while we compete with the Siena Hotel and the Carolina Inn primarily in the Chapel Hill area, I think each hotel offers something a little bit different and, you know, very different atmospheres in each location. And so I think this personality and this profile of the ideal client that I mentioned, I think that really resonates with what we offer at the Franklin, a very, very modern and progressive type of a vibe and energy. And I think that's the reflective of the client that's the ideal for us.
Can I throw in, based on the competition, you mentioned the price points. Are you middle, same, higher, lower than?
I think right now we're at the top. We kind of go neck and neck with the Carolina Inn. But we, over the last, or recently, we've been in the number one position on rate. We've been a little bit higher.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of like what Jay mentioned too, like the clients that we attract are kind of reflective of our hotel and then also our staff that's there at the hotel too. So, you know, when we're looking for the ideal team member to join our team, you know, we're looking for those people who are a little more modern, that are a little more in tune with what's going on in the world, that they have, you know, not only just our customers' best interests in mind, but then also the hotel's best interests in mind. You know, if you see a piece of trash out in the parking lot or right outside out front, you know, is that person going to pick it up? You know, those are the people that we're looking for.
Not only at the front of the hotel, but if you are at the mall 5 miles away, you still pick it up. That's the kind of people. You're the kind of people that that's in their nature to do that, right?
Yes.
It's
right.
Not something that you train. It's like, you know, it's that nature of trying to make the environment a better place, no matter where you are, whether it's self-interest, it serves a self-interest or not. It's something that you naturally do, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, you'll see it if you come by the Franklin Hotel probably this afternoon. You know, someone will be checking in, and Jay will be having a conversation with them. And you know, if our bellman's busy, whether it's doing a shuttle run or helping someone else up to their room, you know, Jay's going to help you take your bags up to your room. So, or if I'm down there, or if, you know, if our bartender's available or whoever's available, that's what we do. So you want to help the guests out. So.
And I'd like to add one last set of comments.
Sure.
Which those employees that come work with us and really thrive, they are not waiting around for people to tell them what to do. They are not looking to get permission for stuff. They are taking initiative. They are taking chances. They are taking risks. They're being very bold. And they exercise their own judgment, and they just make things happen. They're not waiting around. They're innovators and initiators.
This is amazing. Oh, my goodness. Well, gentlemen, tell me this. What is the mission statement for the Franklin?
To make the guests fall in love with us.
How much easier can it be to make the guests? And it sounds like you are. And my last question before I ask your contact information is, do most of your clients come from out of town, or are they in Chapel Hill? Are they in North Carolina? Do you have a metric as to where your customers come from?
They're mostly from out of town because it's, you know, overnight guest. But then when we look at the events that we have in our meeting spaces, Wes has worked a lot in that area, for some time. And those are local people that are having events here primarily. But we do have for our overnight guests all over the state and all over the country, really, because UNC is such a high profile destination and has a network that spans the globe. And so we have, guests from all over the world, really.
Got it. And my last question is the contact information. One more time, please.
Absolutely. You can reach Jay and myself or anyone else at the Franklin Hotel at 919-442-9000. So that's just 919-442-9000.
Thank you. Jay, Wes, you are a pleasure to talk to, and I love the innovation you have with the Franklin, a boutique hotel in downtown Chapel Hill. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you for having
us,
Sharon.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9. My guests today have been Jay Patel, who is the owner and general manager, and Wes Rowe, who is the food and beverage leader for The Franklin, again, a boutique hotel in downtown Chapel Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us.